Yay! Oh, I think my audio might be clipping. Is my audio clipping?
Why you clipping?
Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
That's why we got the bass.
Welcome, friends. Up a little bit so I can hear myself. And then in here, I'll go, that's better. Welcome, everybody. It is a special edition of the Trimark Twitch Happy Hour. God, I'm so loud. There's nothing like being judged by a voice meter. Like, shut up, Danny.
I think we're still hearing the tunes because they're that good. Just that good. Nobody wants to leave the waiting room because the song is that awesome.
Hey, I'm surprised I'm not as rusty at this as I thought I was going to be. Nothing's even screwed up in the first 5 seconds.
You got this.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello. Special edition of Happy Hour. We've been on hiatus. We have been on hiatus because we're lazy. No, it's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. And we figured, well, take the summer off. Summers off are fine. They're fun. It gives us time to recharge. This is Danny riffing because I'm testing the chat. There we go. All right, very good. Everything seems to be working as it should be. I should.
Look at that.
Yeah. We decided to take a summer off just to regroup and figure out some things and how we're going to do a lot of the stuff from now on the Happy Hour. We are coming back, though. That is the important part. We are coming back. We're going to be coming back every... Did we decide on a different day? I think it's still Friday, right?
We're doing Friday, but I think we're going to do like every other, maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I don't know. We all got together and we're like, let's rate how lazy we actually are. But decided that we're definitely doing it, and
I think you're pronouncing busy wrong.
But we had a great TriCon, and that kind of scratched my itch again. Jen, you look so pretty today.
Oh my God, Danny!
Did you get all fancied up for us?
I did. I put on eye makeup and everything. Yeah, you guys are very special.
Well, I did too, and he didn't recognize that.
No, that is a lie. The second you got on camera, I was like, look at those shoulders.
That's
exactly what I said.
It's hard not to notice those.
And then Brandon's like, these old things, they just got swole today.
Shoulders be called? Ooh. Like, what's the alternate for gams, but for shoulders? Like,
boulders.
Gams? I don't know.
Boulders.
Nice.
You're like my wife, bro. I have officially given up of giving her compliments. Now, before anybody roasts me, that like, oh, you don't give your wife compliments. She can't take them. She will take them. These artisan crafted, lovely, deep, heartfelt comments.
Locally sourced,
artisan curated, non-GMO, gluten-free because she actually does have celiac. And the comments are even gluten-free, but they're dripping with sugar. And she will look at me and go, bleh. Or she'll say something that completely negates it. That's the worst shit you could do. That's like the equivalent of like us at a conference talking to somebody about a project we've been doing and how hard it was for us because it was like the first time doing it. And that person happens to like do that as a living and they're like, oh, I've done this. And you immediately negate their accomplishments, right? That's a shitty thing to do. Like, oh, that's not that hard. I've done gaming forever. So I don't give compliments. I don't give them to anybody. And this is yet another example why.
So that's his excuse, Brandon. That's his excuse.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I should have known that I was going to strike a nerve with that. But
you struck a nerve with an exclamation point.
I apologize.
That's deep.
I'm multitasking.
Moving on.
We're not done yet. This is now couples therapy time. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We are Trimark Security. TrimarkSecurity.com, and this is where we live, and we do Active Directory things here. We do Microsoft Cloud Security, Entra ID, in honor of the Olympics, a little French intonation there. And It's the road to, and the other thing is like, I'm really dropping the ball because I'm so busy, but like last year we did, I think like a whole, maybe even a whole week, because if it's me, then I definitely did it in overkill, of like Road to Vegas, Road to DEF CON. And of course, every year I do the same thing. I say DEF CON specifically because that's the one I care the most about. But I never want to overlook, I mean, I'll overlook Black Hat, that's fine. But also B-Sides Las Vegas is sandwiched right in the middle. The B-Sides Las Vegas is the meat of the Vegas sandwich. So that is also going on. I highly recommend that. I hope they still have badges left. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. Very popular event. And so, yeah, people will be on planes. I think some of my people are there now, honestly. A lot of my Vegas people in the Goons and the DEF CON organization and everybody are coming in fast and furious. I will be there on Wednesday. Oh, my God. That's wrong. Excuse me. It's not the audio that's messing
anticipating.
Up.
You're anticipating the indigestion, oh. The Vegas-related indigestion.
That's no, I would saying. Have to eat during that week to have indigestion.
That's a good point.
I don't eat.
More than a granola bar.
More than a granola bar. Luckily, the sock is chock full of snacks for us, of those that are walking around and trying to make sure the humans don't die. But no, if I have an actual... did I have an actual sit-down dinner last year? I had one. I had one sit-down dinner with humans on Sunday.
So you're good then. That'll hold you through.
Yeah. No. The Sunday is after everything was done.
Oh, after it was done.
No, I got it on Wednesday, and I that was it. But no, it's the best wonderful time of the year. It is. It's stupid external drive. Oh, did you guys hear that?
Yep.
It sounded pretty. I thought it was like in perfect timing with our.
No, it happened twice during. It happened twice during TriCon. I have an external drive that's been acting up, and it keeps like burping and coming back online. Luckily, it's not my production drive. I was smart enough to have that one being internal. This is an external USB. Anyway, this is Vegas is my personal Christmas and New Year's, and so we only have time, unfortunately, for like two shows. About Vegas. Well, maybe I can fit in two next week. At least for this week, I personally have time for two. And so I put a tweet out, because I was thinking about this last night, and I said, you know, you go long enough, and this is Brandon's first year, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a baby. This is Brandon's first year here, which I'm super excited about. You're bringing your wife with you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And you go long enough, and you start to find, you know, your favorite things. You start to find your favorite events. Trimark is doing a whole bunch of stuff. You know, we're a vendor, so we do vendor things. And, you know, you saw my little ad I put up earlier. And so we're doing a bunch of things. You can visit us on TrimarkSecurity.com/Vegas Show and meet Sean Metcalf, and Brandon's going to be doing a lightning talk. Sean will be doing some stuff. But that's vendor-ish stuff, right? That's fine. We all do that. But like within the con itself, and I'm speaking specifically about DEF CON right now, is you find your things you like, you do new things every year. It's almost impossible to do the same, to do con the same way twice. But you find your things. Like my things are Packet Hacking Village, Wall of Sheep. Wall of Sheep was like the very first thing I ever saw, and it landed hard on me. Shout out to Riverside and, Investigator Chick and all the people that make Packet Hacking Village what it is. So definitely one of my things. And then also I add new things a lot, and I like when new things come. Then I met Jen. Jen is going to be an addition onto this. By the way, tomorrow we're having DEF CON Hotline chat on here. Ada Zebra will be on. She runs that DEF CON Hotline. We always talk to her every year. And by always, I mean like, since last year.
Second annual
interview with Ada Zebra. No, I had her on once before too, I think, with about Goon stuff. But is this your first year at DEF CON with Sober and Cyber, Jen?
No, so our launch event actually was last year at the same spot. So we launched in between, I try to have the event between Black Hat and DEF CON, and it's sort of a weird eclectic mix of both of those groups. So at our launch event last year, which was also at the Mob Museum, we had a mix of like people in their business suits, and then just a whole eclectic group of folks there for one reason, just to hang out without having the pressure of drinking alcohol. So that was the common denominator, but many, many walks of life. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So it was so much fun that I decided I wanted to do it at the same place around the same time this year.
And I got really far ahead of myself. Jen's been on before, but I never assumed that anybody has seen us any other time before. This is Jen Van Antwerp. She's at the JVan at Frickin' Bats on Twitter. And she runs a nonprofit called Sober in Cyber. A lot of us. Listen, we are undoubtedly a drinking culture. We are whiskey aficionados. We are... I don't know any gin aficionados. I don't think that's a thing. We are beer snobs. We are cocktails. We are all of these things. And, you know, that's what it is. But I really enjoy, and I'm a drinker. I do imbibe. I enjoy. But I also worry, the longer that I'm around, I worry about, like, the inclusivity. Of course, we have, you know, people that know about, like, Friends of Bill W. And things like that. They have their events, but it's never, like, really, you kind of, like, got to, like, hear about it from somebody else. You don't really know. It's on the schedule, but if you don't know what Friends of Bill W. means, like, you're like, I don't know what this is. Is this, like, a furry party? I don't know. So, which is awesome. We have those, by the way. Shout out DEF CON Furs. Yep. Especially since I started working with DEF CON and working in the SOC and doing my contests and things like that, I put a premium on inclusivity. And no matter how that shows up, as long as it's genuine and as long as it has real heart and character behind it, you know, undoubtedly there are companies out there that will try to take advantage and they'll say they're doing a thing to be inclusive and they're really not. They just want emails and marketing, you know, all this stuff. That happens, and it happens quite a bit at DEF CON.
A lot.
So much so that those poor people that run like the exhibits and things like that, they get inundated with this stuff and you start bulk being like, okay, you're all looking out for yourselves. However, that's not always the case. And there are people who do like real actionable things. And Jen is one of those people. So Jen, tell us a little bit about what Sober in Cyber is.
I launched Sober in Cyber last year. It was something that I had been thinking about for a really, really long time. I got sober 23 years ago, and I've worked in a few different industries. And one of the like common occurrences was that at conferences or educational events or just business meetings in general, they tend to revolve around alcohol. And I've found different ways to navigate through that successfully. But there were always times when you know, either I didn't feel as comfortable or as confident in my own sobriety, so I would just opt out of going to those types of events. There's a lot of really good, beneficial stuff that comes about from making those different connections with folks, whether they're at your company or other companies. So I always had a daydream, like, how cool would it be to have a happy hour, to have that like social event just with zero pressure to drink? And so that was what prompted me, like selfishly, I wanted to throw the parties that I always wanted to go to as a sober lady. And so that was what kind of sprouted the seed of Sober in Cyber, was starting with focusing on the events themselves and trying to build more of a prevalence towards events, social networking events that did not have alcohol at the core. And then it's really grown from there. So we have a Discord server that is focused specifically on sober folks within our space. But then at the in-person events, they're open to everybody. So whether you drink, you don't drink, anyone and everyone is welcome. And we've found that there are a lot of folks that will come that just want a break. Like, you've been in Vegas for 5 or 6 days and you feel crusty and you just need like a couple hours. You still want to have that social interaction and engagement, but you just don't want any pressure to drink. And so that's what these events have kind of become, just open and welcoming to everybody throughout the community as a chance to still hang out with each other, but not get asked all the time, like, hey, what are you drinking? Hey, what are you drinking? And some of the other cool things that have come about as a result of this are, we've had folks that come to these parties and these are the only ones that they'll come to because they have either social anxiety issues, and some of the other happy hour events are just loud. And as people drink more and more, they talk closer and closer to your face, and it's just a lot. It's overwhelming. So it's just kind of a safe spot for people to come hang out, mingle, mix, make friends, just with zero pressure to drink. And they're so much fun. I'm extra in general, so I try to make the events as fun as humanly possible.
I don't get closer when I'm drinking to talk. I get closer because I'm old. And I like, cannot hear.
Same.
It's not. I would go to a sober event just, I imagine it's quieter. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's much quieter. I need quiet time. I don't like to go now. I mean, my first year, you know, you go to the things, the big vendor parties, like, God, I've never been more sure I was going to die in a dingy club than I was at the first Rapid 7 party I ever went to. But like, that was at Hakkasan, and I was a young buck in my first year and going there, and I was like, this is where I meet my end. But yes,
yeah, so, like that's a lot.
Kruth, hey pal, I was confused what I saw live, so happy hours Tuesdays from here on out. No, not from here on out. This is a special edition. We are coming back. We're coming back once the summer ends, live. We're going to be doing like some pre-recorded stuff, but this is just a special edition. We're actually doing one today and one tomorrow. So yeah, hang out. I don't mind that anybody would come in today because like it's a Tuesday. That's these things on a Tuesday. What has been, so listen, I would love to see initiatives like yours all over the place. You are one person. You can't possibly split a million ways. God knows we've tried. What can people do where they are? Like if they're not going to Vegas, but they're in the middle of a country, you know, middle of our country, like let's just say the US, and they want to do something like this. Like, what was the genesis? Like, how did you get your thing started? Like, what were your steps? Did you even have steps planned out, or you're just like, I don't know, do it in prod?
A little bit. I kind of get the cheat codes because I've been in marketing for a long time. So I have planned events before. I've done a lot of the logistics and all that stuff. So it takes a lot of effort, as you know, to put together a full in-person event, even if it's just for a few hours. Like, it is a big-ass heavy lift. But I think there are a lot of things that folks can do, especially event organizers or even employers that throw events for their, you know, for their employees. There are a lot of things that you can do that aren't as much of a heavy lift. You don't necessarily have to have an entire event that is free from alcohol, because that's not realistic. Like, that's not the world that we live in, nor would I want it to be. I mean, I like going to crazy parties sometimes too, and I'm in the back remembering everything that everyone does. Beware. No, just kidding.
It's the sober people you have to watch out for, because their memories are mostly intact.
And I'm like the worst influence ever, because I can be your designated driver. I used to drink a lot, so I remember what some of the mixed drinks are like. I'm like, oh, have you tried that? Oh, have you tried that? No, I'm dangerous at a party. But there are a lot of things that organizers can do that aren't as heavy of a lift. Sometimes just having a single mocktail or fun type of option, something other than just water or soda. Water and soda is great, but I can't tell you how excited I get as a sober person when I go to an event and I see that they have a mocktail, especially one that isn't just, you know, sugar, like 80% sugar. I get really excited, and I feel like I can have a special little glass and a cool little umbrella and like a, I don't know, burnt up piece of an orange peel. It's exciting because you feel like you are part of the community. You're welcome in that spot. So having another option there, even just one, is awesome. And then bring that up before the event even starts. Make sure that it's in your promotional materials, your emails. Mention it in your schedule if you're going to have a open house event or happy hour event. Specifically mention that you're going to have alcohol-free and mocktail options there. That way, if I'm reading it, I know that there's going to be something there for me. So those are a few things that don't take a lot of extra lift. If you're already planning an event, it's something that you can just layer on. But just start thinking about that from the beginning. And at the actual event itself, make sure that there's signage that clearly indicates like which drinks are alcohol-free and which ones aren't, so people don't have to guess or make a horrendous mistake. Like, oops.
Yeah, you can't really taste test that stuff. Right. Kind of defeats the purpose. No,
that's jungle juice, not fruit punch. Oh, dear God, 23 years of sobriety down the pooper. No, so little things like that, but just thinking about it in advance. And if you do have, I've had people ask me before, like, hey, I have an employee and I want to make sure that they feel welcome at our events. What can I do? And I've said, well, have you talked to them? Just ask them. I know a lot of folks, if that employer already knows that their employee is sober or doesn't want to drink, that means that they felt comfortable enough to disclose that. Not everyone wants to, nor should it be anybody's responsibility to have to tell folks that they're sober. But if people have already told you, like, hey, I'm trying to quit drinking, just ask them, like, hey, what would help to make you feel more welcome and have more fun at these types of events? And then to start implementing those different tips. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes, I guess, thinking about it ahead of time and trying to put yourself in those shoes, which is, I know it's tough if you've never struggled or been in that situation. You just think, oh, well, we have water. Like, if you don't want to drink at the event, then just don't drink. I wish it were that easy. I really, really do. But
well, I mean, because everybody's got their different triggers and things like that. And you also said something very important before of, you were a drinker, like that. You came from that. Did you have any worries? And listen, I'm always of the opinion of the people who had the problem are the best people to help those who still have the problem or could potentially always have the problem. Because I, if you want really great financial advice, I'm awesome at it because I was awful at it. bankruptcy. I mean, technically, you don't know I had a bankruptcy, but I did that. I did it when I was like 21.
We learn from our mistakes.
You try to learn from your mistakes, and it's not, and not every recovering alcoholic, not everybody with a recovering substance abuse problem has the same triggers. There's the whole like Hollywood sober or whatever. It'd be like, I don't drink or do drugs, but God, I have weed growing everywhere. And they're fine with that. So, you know, and that's why I know that it comes from a very genuine place with you, because like you were there, you did that stuff. You and I had very frank conversations about it. And so that's like the best kind of way to do that and be like, listen, I know what this is. And, you know, I'll help you tiptoe and dance around these things. So it doesn't feel like you're having to tiptoe and dance around. It feels like a natural thing to do. I think that's great.
There are so many different, it kind of makes me think about like the way that people get into security and InfoSec in general, because there are so many different ways to come to, you know, either sober or sober-ish or, you know, just taking a break. There are a lot of different tools and resources out there, and our events, like I love the fact that a lot of these conferences have the Friends of Bill W meetings, which are more like 12-step recovery focused types of meetups. It's phenomenal. We need more of those. Try to promote those whenever I can. They're fantastic. But these are a little bit different. So our in-person events are more, I think it's like a happy hour just without the booze. And some people might say, well, what's the point? What's the point of a happy hour without the booze? Well, then this might not be the best spot for you.
No.
But if you want to come hang out, then please do have a delicious mocktail and visit with friends. But there are so many different ways that people find their path. And we try to be open to any and all of those. Our Discord server, like I mentioned, it is, I do try to focus that more on folks who are in recovery or sober within our community. And that's just because not everybody is as obnoxiously loud about their sobriety as I might be. There are a lot of folks who want to maintain their anonymity or maybe don't feel comfortable or safe disclosing their sobriety status at work. There is still, as you know, hard as we've fought and as far as we come, there's still a whole lot of stigma against admitting that you have, gone through recovery or, you know, had to deal with things like that. There's a lot of stigma against that. And so not everybody wants to disclose that or talk about it. So the Discord server is a lot easier to maintain anonymity. And honestly, at our events too, not everybody that walks through those doors is somebody sober or in recovery. There's tons of people that just want to go hang out, have really good food and a mocktail. And so it's a great place for everyone to mix together. I do love the fact that because our food and beverage minimums, if you haven't booked a venue, you might not know this, but when you book a venue, typically in tandem with these conferences, the venues will have a food and beverage minimum amount that you have to hit. Typically, you'll hit that with alcohol, and so people tend to get a little bit cheap on the food. You'll have like the tiniest mini stale hamburgers that you've ever had in your life. Because we're not spending all the F&B minimums on alcohol, we get to have like really, really good food. That is one of my love languages. So that's one of the added benefits that I hadn't anticipated, but it is a cool thing that we get to offer at our events. You get like actual real food.
Now I'm like super hungry.
Sorry, I know. I will send all the pictures of the amazing.
And I'm only going to look at them. I really wish you could come. Full. Yeah.
You actually inspired me. So when I asked you about what you would ask people about how to do their own thing, it was right after I met you. It was on the bus to Wild West Hacking Fest from the forsaken airport. And I was like, no, I like the bus. I meet a lot of good people on it. And shortly after that, my friend asked me to do this event. They were like, we decided to walk across Rhode Island. Like, that, by the way, Heidi Schmoo, that was totally her idea. And she's like, we're going to do a thing and you're coming with us. 25 miles. Get on it. And then the whole time they worried about me because I was at the very back. And I was like, I'm built for stamina, not for speed. Don't worry about me. But she did this fun thing where she gave people like, it was a whole, she's such a planner. And we give people different roles. Like one person had to write poems about the group and perform them at every 5 miles or something or like whatever. So I got bartender. And so I was like, oh, cool. And part of the thing was like go into AI. You know, I use ChatGPT or whatever to make a drink to commemorate the event. And I said, yeah, no problem.
That's so cool.
I thought it was cool too. I was like, yeah, that's really awesome. Like, let me do different prompts. And I was like, make me a drink that would fit the fall in New England and has this and has that and blah, blah, blah. And then make a backstory for it and tell why you're doing it. But as I was doing it, I did the thing. And I remember doing it. I was in the hotel doing the thing. And then I stopped and I went to get up and I was like, wait a minute. And I thought of you. And I was like, we need mocktails.
Yeah. I'm like your sleep demon.
You are my sleep demon. You're my sleep and my awake demon. I was like, why are you, like, don't you, doesn't the sleep demon sleep? The answer is no.
Nope.
No, not even a little. But then I went right back into the prompt and I was like, do this same thing, but make it a mocktail. And it gave me like almost a completely different drink. And people actually liked the mocktail better than they did the actual cocktail. Which, you know, it doesn't, that was free. Well, I mean, I pay $5 a month for ChatGPT or whatever the hell it is. But, like, there are options for that. It's not, like you said, it's not just, oh, we have water and, like, you know, soap or something to drink. You know, it takes a little more thought. You had also mentioned, and this really made me cringe, but I know these people exist because tech bros, of like, oh, if you're not going to drink, what's the point? Well, you're so far gone, and I'm so busy, I don't have time to explain this to you. If you're not going to drink, what's the point? I mean, those aren't the people that you want to hang out with all that much anyway. So
well, maybe one day. You never know. I mean, if they want to come hang out. The one thing that that we do ask is that if you're going to be coming to a Sober and Cyber event, like, don't come six sheets to the wind.
Right.
Because that's just
don't stock up.
And super, yeah, stock up. Pre-game. It's super triggering.
You don't pre-game us.
For folks.
I don't feel like we should have to say this, but I also feel like we really
have
to say
this. You never know, Danny.
Yeah.
Do not, listen to me here. I'm going to get really close, right? Do not pregame for a sober event, you putts. What are you thinking? It's not like a dry wedding, right? Like, oh,
right,
exactly. Oh, a dry wedding. And matter of fact, this sounds weird, but there is a dry county out where I used to live, and I had to go to a wedding there. So, God, did we get him. Like, sauced isn't the word. We're like, let's load it up now. We'll pee it out later. Yeah. Don't come like that. That's not helping anybody either.
That's also not the point, right?
No. Anyone would, but you never know. You never know.
Oh, no, and I know. Honestly, they would.
At a lot of these conferences, I think it's hard to to kind of prevent that, because every single event, if you're like, okay, my dance card is full, I have four events that I need to pop into through the night, which happens like almost every single, I mean, I'm super popular, not really. There are just a lot of different events that you might need to pop in at, make an appearance.
Oh God, my dance card.
Oh my God. If you have a drink at every single one, like once you've gone to the, you know, depending on your tolerance, once you've gone to, if you're like, oh crap, I'm accidentally drunk. How did that happen? It's because I just happened to be going to these events, popping in. And when you get there, you have to have you don't have to have a drink, obviously. But it's just what people do. Yeah. It's the social norm typically. And I don't know. It's yeah.
And by the way, your events, and I'm nothing if not like the ever-present skeptic, right? So like your events are not like a preachy thing. They're not saying you're wrong for drinking. They're not, there's nothing, it's not an AA meeting for Christ's sake. Like there's no like,
and those are great too.
Those
no judgment.
Sure.
But no, it is not. They're literally just like the happy hour without the alcohol element. So you still have all the,
you're not getting literature. You're not being like, that's stupid external hard drive. I think my hard drive has been drinking. It's like, do I give up or do I not? Like, man, you need therapy. But like, it's not, and also like, it's not a thing where you're like, ah, yes, get all the sober people. Now I can sell them things. You know, no, it's not like that at all. It's just a way. It's nothing but inclusive. But yes, I totally know people that would think that they could show up like that.
I saw a tweet like just earlier today that was asking about it. I said, hey, do I have to be completely sober to attend this? Yeah. Like, is it a club?
And like,
it's like, no, it's not. It's not a special club. Like, yeah. just come and hang out. Like,
earlier,
it's a little bit quieter. It's still people in cyber. Like, they're still the same conversations. People still have a drink in their hands. It just doesn't have alcohol in it.
And like,
it's the only difference.
The kind of people that might even go are the ones that say like, oh, I drive great when I'm drunk. Or, you know, that's kind of, I go to events also when I'm drunk. Like, it's common. Sense of common courtesy would be the thing. Yeah. Although, I say that, and yet we're having this conversation, and I hadn't actually considered this before we had this conversation. Because if we had not had this particular topic about not coming, you know, under the influence of anything, I may have. Like, I may. Yeah, because
like I was saying, if you've been to a couple events before.
My dance card is completely full. So, like, I'm going to come, but don't worry. I network great when I'm drunk. Persecure is getting late on these. No, dude, you're not that late. This is a Tuesday. This is a one-off. Don't worry about it. And plus, it's on YouTube and it's recorded. Like, you're fine.
This is being recorded. Oh Lord.
Oh yeah. I'm doing really good with getting stuff posted right away lately.
You have. We have probably the last three happy hours before we stopped that I don't think have been posted yet. But you did the most recent stuff.
Well, yeah, I did because like people had registered for that. But yeah, we're gonna have more stuff. Have you run into what were some of the hurdles of getting this idea up and running? Did it have anything that happened that like you didn't quite see? Like, oh, I didn't expect that to be a thing I would have to fight with. Like, because to me, this is the thing. If I were to do this, I would just be like, this is, I know it's for an ultimate good. I know it's coming from a pure place. I think this is a great idea. I'm going to go do this. Like, have there been any hurdles in doing it that other people who might want to do these similar things might want to watch out for?
Not necessarily. Honestly, the reception and the feedback that we've gotten from the community has been overwhelmingly positive. It's been phenomenal. It's been really, really good. Did have a small issue recently, but that was more a mistake on my part where I'd like posted a link to the event on a server and then got some flack about it because I had mostly been a lurker prior to that point. And I wasn't sure if it would be an issue since it like there's no charge for the tickets or anything, but mea culpa. I fell on my sword there. But other than that, it's been like overwhelmingly positive response from everybody, because we do that. Those are some of the pillars of the events. I want to make sure that they're open and welcoming to everyone.
Yeah. And I want to make sure require that they reg, always
right? be free. As far as like attending,
like, you know, do you require people to register before they go?
We do require registration, but that's more just to make sure that we don't have like random people coming in. You can use Gmail address. I don't require company information. You can put all fake info in there if you want. That's totally, totally fine.
Right.
And it's we do have an opt-in if you want to opt in to receive any messaging, but it's super clear and it's not like automatically checked on the box. I'm a marketer and I hate when marketers and folks do that. I'm like, don't automatically assume that I want to receive the comps. Let me actually check that if I want to.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really clear about that. Originally, my thought was to have everything just be funded through donations. So I didn't really want to be to have any sponsors or vendors involved. I wanted to try to maintain totally agnostic, like vendor agnostic to anything. And I found after self-funding like thousands and thousands of dollars that just was not, it wasn't feasible, especially knowing that these events, we try to have them during the larger conferences, because I feel like that's when folks that need this spot, that's when they need it the most. I think some of our smaller, more regional events, like the B-Sides events, those I think are farther along in offering healthier and more welcoming spaces for people that don't want to be inundated with all that. But at the larger conferences, like the DEF CON Black Hat RSA, it's just everywhere. It's so prevalent that I feel like that's where we really need to start out, is at those larger conferences, so people do have that alternative option. I know it's just really expensive. We've been very blessed, though, in that the sponsors that we've found totally get it. They totally understand the mission. If I have somebody that reaches out and says like, hey, you know, how many lists, you know, how many people can we get in the list? I'm like, okay, this probably isn't a great fit for a sponsor. We want to make sure that people are supporting it because they support the mission and they want to get behind what we're doing as a nonprofit.
For sure. That's what a cool thing. What a cool thing this is. Oh, Brandon, I've been talking over you the whole time. Got anything to say?
I'm pretty used to that.
I always...
You sang it all with his sound out, guns out.
I'm just here to wear the billboard is all, yeah.
I love it. You're
that is, I didn't know. Would you get that from Jen?
Yeah. As soon as I saw it posted, I was like, yeah.
Why don't I know that you have that? Those are the ones I wear all the time. I mean...
It's great, and it fits good.
Ooh.
Nice,
it's
long.
Pretty soft too. Yeah. Soft, so this yeah. one, the one I'm wearing is not from the, we started Bonfire. I don't remember the URL, but it's linked on our soberandcyber.org website. We have a merch shop through Bonfire, and there's some tie-dye stuff in there. That I got one of the tie-dye tees, and they're so cute. They do a really good job. And a portion of the proceeds come back to us as a donation. So it's awesome. You can get some swag. That little walking billboard, and I did have one of the goons. I can't remember which con it was at, but he had, maybe it was ShmooCon. He saw me in my Sober and Cyber shirt, and he said, "I would like to get one of those, mostly because I don't drink, and you know, I constantly have people trying to bribe me, and they're always trying to bribe me with alcohol." And I'm like, "That's not going to get you anywhere. I don't drink at all." He said, "If I had a shirt that just said something about me being sober, hopefully that would alleviate all those, you know, people trying to bribe me."
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, speaking of bribes, did you say you were going to do Who Side With Me? Are you going to be one of my judges this year? Wait, first of all, I'm out of myself. When is your event? Where is your event? Like,
yes,
we didn't actually talk about that. Like, we're talking about like how this is so cool and you're doing a thing and whatever, but like, when the hell is it? Where is it?
That thing. Yeah, so we have a few different things that we're doing through the nonprofit in Vegas. So first we have a booth at the Diana Initiative event, which is on Monday. So I believe that starts at 8 or 9 and runs all day. So we'll have a booth there. So come and see me, say hello, get some stickers. And then on Thursday, we are Black Hat got us a space on the second floor of Mandalay Bay. That's for about 40 minutes. That one's more just a casual meetup. We are part of their community program. And so they got us a spot where we could just do whatever the heck we wanted. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I said, well, let's just have it as a super casual meeting spot. So that is on Thursday, August 8th. And that one runs from 1:30 until 2:10. So that one's a quick little 40-minute meetup.
Sure.
And then that evening is when the big party is going to be. So that's Thursday night, August 8th. And it is at the Mob Museum. Starts at 7 p.m. It runs from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. And it is going to be awesome. We booked out the entire underground speakeasy area. I don't know if you've ever been to that
venue. I have. Yeah, I have.
It's so cool.
It's funny because another friend of mine is doing a party there too.
So much fun. And with the event attendance at the Sober Speakeasy, they'll be able to tour the museum as well. So it's such a cool venue, and they do a really good job. Like I said, we had our launch event there last year, and since it was our very first event, I was still trying to figure out what to do, how to do everything. And so I asked the sales lady, like, do you have a, mocktails that you guys typically offer? Just ask your bartenders if they have a few that they'd want to whip up, because I'm not really sure. I'm not a mixologist. I'm a sober person, but I'm not a mixologist myself. They made like 5 or 6 of the most delicious mocktails I've ever had. The flavors are fantastic. They're not overloaded in sugar. The presentation, each one was different. Some have like little sprigs of, I don't know, plants, something. It looked fancy. I have no idea. So they're going to have another setup of just fantastic mocktails at this event. So those were the main events that we're doing this Monday, and then 2 different meetups on Thursday.
Okay. What are you doing on Friday?
I am not sure. Sure yet.
Friday, 7 p.m. Who's slide? You're welcome to come be a judge.
Whose slide is it anyway?
They don't judge at these sober events, but you can absolutely judge the worst of us at Who's Slide. So, like,
I think Who's Slide is the most fun, just raucous, bizarre. I've not had as many belly laughs as I did when I got to see that. I think it was at Wild West Hackenfest.
Yeah, and that's not even like the biggest show that we do. And it's weird. We've done it, speaking of like organizing events and stuff. Like when I first started out, like I had LED lights and I had all this like props and stuff. And last year it was just this sweaty, dirty, like no frills, making fun of people, raucous on stage.
Probably thing. The best ever.
Yeah. So if you are chomping at the bit to actually judge somebody, you should be our judge guest of honor. At Who Slide. It's at Friday at 7 o'clock. All right, cool. Well, Jen, I love having you on, and Jen also like works freelance for us too, doing some marketing things, and that's how like we got to talking about things. She's also a hell of a marketer, but this event is not about the marketing. It's about a genuine, heartfelt desire for inclusivity. And it's something that in my time at DEF CON, people within and without have been trying to push it that way. I mean, DEF CON has its reputation from the early years, and it's, you know, rough and tumble, and it's like clicks and things like that. But then recently, in these past 10 years or so, that is the charter. That is the thing that every department is trying to do more of. When I'm gooning a line or whatever, my favorite question to ask, because I always see hundreds of hands, is whose first DEF CON is this? Like, that's the best. There's so many people are afraid of going to it because it is their first and they're a noob and blah, blah, blah. We love that. We love that it's your first year. Let us talk your ear off about the things you should be doing and the things that you should see. And we work so hard for that inclusivity. It seems weird to not extend that to things like sober events and other safe spaces for people. So I guess you could say these next 2 days of these streams are about different kinds of safe spaces. Sober and Cyber is a safe space. The DEF CON hotline is a safe number and a safe space for you to go call when you're having an issue while you're at the conference. If you can't find a red shirt for some reason, which is almost impossible, that's what the hotline is. We're going to talk all about that tomorrow. So, soberandcyber.org, that URL is at the very bottom of the screen. The person that runs it is on your screen in the upper middle right now. Her name is Jen, with the coolest sounding last name that I know of, Van Antwerp. Van Antwerp.
I just found out that I've been pronouncing your last name wrong all this time.
Everybody does. Surprise, join the club. We have t-shirts and they're all spelled wrong. No, ever since the quick story. The thing, the most pinnacle story of my last 40, almost 43 years on this earth was the time I got detention because I refused to correct a teacher or explain to them how to pronounce my name because they wouldn't remember it the next day. I said, however you want to say it. And they got very angry with me. And I got detention for it. She happened to be the one running detention, and she still pronounced it wrong when I got there. That's how that's exactly the day that I stopped giving even a quarter of a shit. So don't worry about it.
Pivotal moment.
Pivotal moment. People have thought, my other funny story that I always like to tell is I was arguing, of course, with somebody on Twitter long, long, long time ago, and they're just being a dick, and I said, I gave it back to him, and they're like, oh, that's pretty good for somebody who hides behind an at. And I was like, if you Google my at, which is currently in the bottom of this screen, it's literally my initial and last name. Like, and then guess what? Not for nothing, not to brag, but a bunch of videos come up with me in it. I'm not high on that. Or the other people thought, oh, I thought that was like some Hawaiian like hacker term, like dick hacky. You know? Like, no, bro.
I love that. Oh my.
Yeah. So like now whenever Lintile, who's one of my best friends in the entire world, refers to me, it's always the khaki. Like I thought about changing my actual handle from random. But spelling it like phonetically, like D-U-H and then khaki like the pants. I mean, it could be worse. My handle's right now, Rando, is stupid as shit, but I can't get rid of it. I got badges with it.
Listen, I want to know about freaking bats though. Like if we have time, do we have like 2 minutes to hear?
We got a few minutes.
We don't even need nearly that much. My favorite holiday of all time is Halloween. I love Halloween more than Christmas because you can dress up. I love costuming and you get candy. How much cooler does it get than that? And there's not all the extra pressure of having to like buy all the presents and any extra candy I get to eat. So I love Halloween. And there was a vine a million years ago from an adorable tiny human. I think her name was Ava. I can't remember what her mom's name. I think her mom's handle was the name of their channel. But it's just a picture of her with these like little paper bats on her wall. And she just said, freaking bats. I love Halloween. And that gets stuck in my head like all the time, constantly, because I do. I love Halloween and I love freaking bats.
Freaking bats.
That's where it came from.
All right. That's
super inspirational, but.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, you got time to tell us where yours came from?
What was that? It just got.
No, I was good. I asked Brandon. I was like, do you have time to tell us where your at came from, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. Mine is so much more hilarious.
We don't have enough time. It's layers. Yeah. There are layers of meaning to this. You wouldn't get it.
I need 24 hours to make up.
You wouldn't understand, so. Noob.
You wouldn't get it.
So. All right, very good. All right, well, thank you, Jen, for being on yet again. Again, Sober in Cyber is happening all throughout Vegas next week. We will be there. Brandon and myself will be wandering around and doing cool things. It's Brandon's first time, so if you see him, lead him down the darkest corners you could possibly find and make him question his own reality, because that's how Vegas is supposed to be.
That's Vegas.
And we will be in Vegas as I do this closing scene. You're going to see our ad. We are going to be doing some Trimark stuff. If you want to meet with our founder and CTO, Sean Metcalf, he's doing some office hours things. You got Active Directory, you got Entra ID, and you want that shit taken care of. Not for nothing. It's not even like a humble brag. It's like an all-out brag. We're the best at it. So you want to talk to Trimark, you want to talk to Sean, get to see Brandon's lightning talks. You can sign up at trimarksecurity.com/Vegas show. And we will be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, with Ada Zebra, who is the showrunner, the grand circus wrangler of the DEF CON hotline. And so we're going to talk all about that tomorrow, 2 p.m. tomorrow here on the show. We'll see you all later.
Thanks so much.